It's a foggy night on Old Cape Cod, a perfect night for a mystery. Tonight, Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theatre presents a suspense thriller entitled The Whirlpool. For most of us, our sole experience with whirlpools comes from the fiction we've read. There is the whirlpool Odysseus faces, for example, the maelstrom we read about in Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the swallows Captain Nemo and his Nautilus, the one Edgar Allan Poe chillingly described in A Descent into the Maelstrom. These fictional whirlpools could not exert such dramatic pull were it not for a few real-life counterparts backing them up. There are, in fact, five large tidal whirlpools scattered throughout the world's oceans. One off Argentina, a second off the boot tip of Italy in the Straits of Messina. That particular one dredges up those ghastly deep-sea organisms that occasionally wash up and have given rise to myths about sea monsters. The third is in Japan's inland sea, and this one has a demon associated with it. The fourth is near Moskenes Island, Norway, above the Arctic Circle. Dubbed the Maelstrom, it is actually the most famous of the group. It is the one both Edgar Allan Poe and Jules Verne based their stories upon. I suppose that Verne, a French writer living in France, would look north to Norway to find his whirlpool. But it does seem strange that Poe, an American writer living in the United States, felt he had to venture so far afield. In fact, the second largest whirlpool, second only to the Maelstrom, was located much closer, in his own backyard, so to speak. All Poe had to do was to take a train up from New York City or Baltimore to the tip of Cape Cod. From there, board a ferry boat at Provincetown, cross this great body of water bounded by Cape Cod Bay on the south, the Bay of Fundy on the north, which is the Gulf of Maine. Disembarking at the point of land which is the furthest east it is possible to be, standing on U.S. soil, the shipping town of Eastport, Maine. There had Poe hired himself a horse and buggy and driven to the outskirts of town up Water Street until it came to its natural dead end on a high overlooking what appears to be a medium-sized river which empties into a bigger-sized lake. By medium-sized, let us say a strong arm might skip a stone halfway across. From this vantage point, Poe would have been looking across to a different time zone and a different country. The Canadian Maritimes begin over there. The opposing point of land we're looking at is the southern tip of Deer Island, New Brunswick. Had Edgar Allan brought along with him, let us say, a small cannon and a dead raven, and put the raven in the cannon and shot it out over the water at the right time of incoming tide, he could have stood a good chance of dropping straight into the open maw, one of nature's most spectacular whirlpools. A swirling, honking behemoth that sits astride the international boundary line and goes by the homely name of the Old Sow. A clear night tonight. There won't be many stars. Twilight almost finished. Darkness and struggling for the past hour to assert itself, but its progress is being halted by what's coming up out there. Listen. Hear that? Oh, not that loon. Those hoofbeats? Hear them? It's too dark to see. Unless I'm much mistaken, that's one of the living namesakes of the island Eastport is built on, Moose Island. Yes, that's right. Look, here he comes into view. Better not move. They can be dangerous this time of year. Looks like a bull, too, and a big one. He's got a big bullwinkle rack. Oh, this really is the forest primeval. The great north woods extend easily down this far. Encountering a moose within the city limits is not unheard of. Although not as common as encountering that other M-word, mosquito. Our moose has gone to the edge of the cliff. Looking over, I think he's thinking about going down. But it may be too steep. We'll watch and see what he does. The old sow is the largest true whirlpool in the world. What true refers to, it obeys the classic definition, one formed by multiple colliding currents. Norway's maelstrom, substantially larger, is not a true whirlpool, as it is formed from a single flowing current which interacts with underwater caves. In the case of the old sow, however, not one, not two, but three separate currents collide right out here in front of us. Were it light enough, were we high enough, let us say in a fire tower, you could see that what looks like a medium-sized river out there is not a river at all, but an ocean channel called the Western Passage. It represents the only outlet for a huge body of water that sits above it, called Passamaquoddy Bay. That moose has still not moved. Now, how best to describe how the Western Passage works? Oh dear, I can think of a way, but I'm afraid the most accurate description I can come up with would be a precarious comparison to make. Well, for the sake of the perfect elucidating metaphor, I must proceed anyway to inform you that Passamaquoddy Bay and the Western Passage function very much the way your bladder and urinary tract do. There, I said it. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Each day, twice on the rising tide, especially when an east wind drives it, ocean water presses into Passamaquoddy Bay, and the bay, full to bursting, seeks urgently to relieve itself from its western outlet. It curves east as it runs, so the result is the incoming tide is swung around to meet itself coming in, not just from one direction, but from two. Southeast of us, the tide splits around Campobello Island, sending half of its volume of Friars Road Passage and half down Head of Harbour Passage. Where the three currents collide is the breeding ground for the old sow and her piglets. Oh, my goodness. That made me jump. Startled them too. He went right over the edge. No hesitation whatever. I hope he's all right. That big blow must have been one of the pulp ships setting sail. With the whirlpool just around the corner from the town's central pier, it's been known for large seagoing vessels to get caught sometimes in its grip. The old sow's not quite big enough to swallow one of them, but she can put them over on their side and take away their steering helm. There is our moose down there, contemplating swimming across. Oh, let's hope he doesn't. Oh, he's wading out. I don't know any moose calls. I better try something. Oh dear. I'm afraid that just spooked him. There he goes. I hope I didn't make up his mind for him. For his sake, we'll just have to hope this isn't the night when the old sow shows up. We get one of her piglets instead. The old sow is not quite as faithful as Old Faithful about showing up every time, but she's faithful enough. Depending on variations in the moon's pull and weather-related factors, three currents will converge at slightly different locations within the basin out there. When they meet over relatively shallow water, small whirlpools result. These are called piglets. They can be a hazard to small boats, canoes and the like, and occasionally one will startle a sleeping loon. About their tendency is to be more playful than dangerous. For the moose's sake, that's the best we can hope for, because he certainly hasn't chosen wisely in terms of timing his swim. The ocean water masks a distinctive feature that you wouldn't suspect by just looking out there. There is an unusual bottom hydrography. If you look on a chart and you follow the Western Passage down its course, you will see that it averages a little more than 100 feet in depth until just before its mouth, when suddenly a hole is reached that is 200, almost 300 feet deep. And just beyond that, an even more monstrous one, approaching 400 feet, the height of two Niagara Falls, gives you some idea. As ocean water stampedes down the passage, it hits the first, causing a downwelling, upwelling effect, which sends the current bucking to the surface and prepares it to plunge vertically when it reaches the second, much wider hole. That moose has made it almost a third of the way across now. He's swimming directly up the path of moonlight. Let's keep our hooves and fingers crossed. Those holes I was speaking of may be responsible for the whirlpool's size, but they are not the reason for its formation. For that, we turn to hydrodynamics, the laws of fluids in motion. All right, play a mental game now. First, know how much water moves through here on a tide. Roughly 70 billion cubic feet. Now imagine how many molecules it takes to make up that amount. 10 to some ridiculous number. Now let us imagine all those molecules are individual shoppers rushing down to the local mall to take advantage of a sale that's going on. When they arrive, they find there are shoppers pouring in from two other directions, and the place is already packed. The pressure keeps building. The shopper molecules, tightly packed on all sides, cannot step aside for one another. They just keep mindlessly pushing and shoving until finally a critical moment is reached, the pre-formation stage. At that moment, regardless of wind conditions, the surface suddenly becomes glassy calm. Oh, look, as it is doing now. The poor moose. Oh, he's doomed. Look, that patch of water you see several acres across, growing, flattening, widening out, like oil on the water. Hear that shudder from deep below. The vibration causes a field of ripples to spring up at the surface like goosebumps. Then they fade. Oh, poor moose, turn around before it's too late. The water at this moment is like jello. It becomes a sound sink as well, soaking up sounds like a sponge as it quivers. Here, listen. A second wave of goosebumps stands up sharp on the water. All of the potential is gathered. It is now lurking below. All that is lacking is the spark, the ignition, the hint of a suggestion that will instruct the shopper molecules and give them an organizing principle around which to rally. And it is the same principle that works down at the mall when you're trying to move shoppers in and out at the same time. The principle of the revolving door. And the trigger that induces its formation can come from any number of sources. The swirl behind a canoe paddle, the too sharp turning of the rudder of a boat, or in this case, the churning hoof strokes of a swimming bull moose. Suddenly the smooth surface of 50 yards all around appears to cave in. A giant dimple forms at the surface like a contact lens. At the bottom of the dimple, like the bottom of a sink basin, a hole develops, a drain appears, and all the water nearby begins to spiral down it. The vortex widens, picking up speed and transforming a 12-knot current to 18 to 20-knot rotational velocity. As the funnel keeps widening, it engulfs the bellboys that float nearby, dragging them under and muffling their action. As the spin intensifies, the whirlpool's throat elongates, and air is sucked down in a mighty inhale. When the reverse happens, and the tide slows just a bit, the column of air shortens, and air is forced out like a spouting whale. Just as often, the sound it makes are more like snorts and grunts than a whale spouting, hence the nickname, the Old Sow. When the funnel is spinning at its greatest, its surface looks like blown glass, its turbulent tip like a tornado touching down, extends all the way to the bottom, where it sets rolling the giant boulders that lie in its mortar pit. There, hear them, beginning to tumble. Almost. He keeps trying to head for shore. And which way is it? Oh, no need for us to stick around any longer. We know how this ends. By the time the old sow has run her course, that moose will not only drown, he'll be ground into fish food. Not the first moose has ever ended up this way, nor the last. The old sow has been indiscriminately sailing for victims for centuries, and though it's been mainly a diet of blundering moose and deer, there have been occasional human tragedies. In 1832, when the three Stove brothers, coming back from a fishing trip in their sailboat, were becalmed and were spun into a watery grave, while their horror-stricken mother watched it all from back there on the cliff. Absolutely no way of rescuing them. They all knew it. The doomed boys waved to their mother, and she waved back. What more pitiable sight than that could there be? Actually, there was one. Another event which you may remember reading about in the newspapers. It was in its way as tragic and as heartrending as what happens to the lovers in Longfellow's poem Evangeline, who reunite just as one lies dying. They say art imitates life. In this case, it's the other way round. Whatever, anyway, it certainly has to be the roughest illegal border crossing anyone's ever attempted. Viewed, no doubt, by the largest audience ever assembled to witness the spectacle of the old sow claiming a victim. It had to be. It included half the personnel from every law enforcement agency on both sides of the border.
Completes your tour. Any more questions, I'll be glad to answer. Otherwise, feel free to wander around the grounds or visit the museum and gift shop, which are open still for another 15 minutes.
Will you tell us now?
Please, will you tell us?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, thank you very much.
Please?
That was very informative.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Why won't you?
Please?
Because,
tell
as
us,
I already
please.
Explained,
please?
I can only answer questions pertaining to the park.
But you already answered all of our questions about that.
Yeah, we don't want to know any more about the president. We want to hear about the whirlpool.
Dad, will you control your grandsons?
Why, what's up? What's this about a whirlpool?
Grandpa, Mom, she was sucked down a whirlpool.
She's the only one who survived.
That's not true. There were other survivors.
A whirlpool? Really? Around here?
Yes, it's called the Old Sow. A lot of people don't know about it. I didn't myself when I first moved to the area.
You know, I wouldn't mind hearing about this either.
Please, tell us, please.
Boys, all of you, stop pestering the park ranger.
But we want her to tell us.
Are you sure you won't?
Get your grandsons to tell you. They've obviously been reading the brochures they sell in town.
It'd be a lot more informative coming from you.
I'm sorry, I can't. I have to follow the rules and only talk about matters relating to the park.
But you're off duty now, aren't you? Weren't we your last group of the day?
Please, will you?
Please?
Really, why not?
Dad, maybe she'd rather not. It might not be a comfortable subject.
Nobody's forcing her. I just thought park rangers were supposed to be informative. And answer questions.
About the park.
Dad?
Sorry, boys. You just have to...
Aw, shucks.
Oh, very well. Since you're also keen to know, you can walk me out to the parking lot and I'll tell you.
All right. Yay!
Hooray!
Great!
But only until my ride arrives.
I must admit, I was hoping you would.
How did it happen?
How were you rescued?
Boys, quiet. Let her tell.
Coincidentally, it was just what we're doing now was how it all began. I was getting off work, except then it was my first day on this job. Didn't have a car or a driver's license or money. So I catched a ride from two old codgers vacationing up from Cape Cod. They were driving an antique station wagon, the pride and joy of Captain Underhill.
If you can't fold a road map any better than that, then let me do it.
No, it's mine.
Unfold it and start over.
Well, I'm not going to. They're my maps. I'm the navigator. I'll crumple them up if I feel like it.
But you store them in my glove compartment.
Well, it's on my side, so it's mine. You control those knobs over there. I get this one.
Excuse me.
Well, it's the nice young woman who gave us our guided tour. Hello again.
Can we help you?
I was wondering if you're heading off the island. Could I possibly catch a ride with you? I'm lacking transportation.
Oh, certainly.
Well, we're going across the border. Do you have your passport?
Yes, I do.
Well, then hop in.
You're most kind, thanks. Oh, this is a grand old car. What is it?
It's a 1934 Woody wagon.
It's a rattle trap, that's what it is.
In mint condition. Original upholstery. Everything's like new. Do you like it?
I don't think I've ever seen one of these before. Maybe in a picture.
You won't see many now. This one's unique. Like me.
You mean antique, don't you?
Oh, it's so old.
That he is.
Oh, boy. Are you going to Lubeck?
No, Aceport.
Oh, well, that's where we're going, too. Perfect. I'm Dr. Alexander Schofield, and this is Captain Waverly Underhill.
Oh, hello.
I know we're both harmless, but I hope you don't make a standard practice of asking strangers for rides.
No, I don't make a practice of it. This was just my first day on this job.
Oh, your first? Well, you could have fooled me. She seemed quite knowledgeable and experienced, didn't she, Waverly?
Are you married, Miss, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Waverly, that is not a proper question.
What, to ask her name?
No, to ask if she's married.
Oh, I don't mind. No, I'm not, and my name is Angelina Rose.
Angelina Rose, what a pretty name.
Angie for short.
Oh, no nicknames. My mother would never hear of it. I had to be called Angelina or Rose, but nothing else.
Well, I agree with your mother. Angelina's lovely.
I couldn't agree more. Which do you prefer?
Well, Rose, I suppose. Angelina's such a mouthful. But a rose by any other name still smells as me feet do when I haven't taken a bath in a while.
And do you take many baths?
Waverly, don't. How far is it to Eastport, Miss Rose?
40 or 50 miles.
40 or 50? That's far. Waverly, it's going to be dark soon with your poor night vision. You are going to let me drive part of it.
Forget it. You're not driving.
I won't wreck your precious car.
You got that right.
Excuse me, but you don't have to drive at all if you don't want to.
Oh, thanks for offering, but he won't let anybody drive it. He's a fanatic.
No, I mean there's an easier way. In fact, it's silly to drive 40 or 50 miles all the way around when it's so close. Eastport is right over there. You can see it across the water.
Oh, that's Eastport. Well, how do we get there?
Take the water ferry, this side of Welshpool. You catch it right up ahead. It's very nice, I've done it. You can just sit in your car and enjoy the scenery.
Oh, I don't know, Waverly. You don't like getting your Woody too near salt water.
Actually, Miss Rose, he's worried he'll get seasick.
Well, it's true. I do get seasick easily.
Neither one's a problem. The water ferry stays inside the shelter behind Campobello Island the whole time. It's protected, so there's never any waves to spray your car or make you seasick. It's very gentle, I promise. And it saves gas, too.
That's up to you, Alex.
Oh, I don't know. Waverly, you know how easily I get queasy.
Squeamish, you mean. He has hydrophobophobia.
Oh, what's that?
Fear of water.
Oh, don't listen to him, Miss Rose. I really do get seasick easily. Sometimes even riding in a golf cart over a rolling fairway will get to me.
A question. When a physician is also a hypochondriac, do you say, physician, heal thyself? Or hypochondriac, invent thine own illness?
Oh, try to ignore him. I do.
You won't get seasick, I promise. Really, it's fun. You should try.
Well, I don't know.
Are you certain? The turnoff is just ahead. Are you sure you won't try it?
Still up to you, Alex.
Well, thank you for suggesting it, but... Oh, wait a minute. Waverly, wait. Turn in. Pull in. I've changed my mind. Let's take the ferry. I want to.
All right. But what made you change your mind?
Well, I recognize whose car that is.
Oh? Which one? The one that says, just married, with the kayaks on top?
No, the silver Cadillac in front of them, with a golf club antenna. I know who it is.
Who?
Sammy Cowabunga.
Who?
The Cowabunga Kid.
What? Say that again.
You just pretend not to know because you pretend to hate golf.
No, I hate golfers. I make the distinction.
You know who he is, don't you, Miss Rose?
Oh, sorry, I'm no golfer either.
He's one of the top players on the junior tour. He plays with a set of pearl-handled golf clubs made with gold and titanium. Ridiculous, I know, but they're his trademark. He also shouts, Cowabunga, every time he wins a tournament. I've never met him.
Well, now's your chance. Are you going to invite him to play around with you?
Maybe he'll invite me. Or at least I'll get his autograph. You stay away from him, though. You'll spoil any chance I've got.
What, no loading, Doc?
The ferries don't need one. They load right off the beach.
I'm not going to have to drive through salt water, am I?
Oh, no.
No?
How does the ferry not run aground?
It's not a true ferry like you're thinking. It's a tugboat in a floating platform. The tug clamps on by a mechanical arm off its bow. That way it can hang back and push the platform onto the beach without getting stuck itself. It works, you'll see.
So, Miss Rose, you're not married. Any boyfriends?
Waverly, I'm warning you. If I have to make a scene...
Oh, great. Here it comes.
Oh, I'm not lecturing you.
No, I mean, here comes the ferry. Ignore you, I do.
Boys, gentlemen.
Wait, that's the ferry?
Yes, I just told you.
That's no bigger than a floating garage lift.
Oh, it is, too. There are side railings as well. It's safe.
You load and unload from both ends, I see.
How many cars does it hold?
Half a dozen, maybe more. I'm not sure. We'll get on, don't worry.
It's not what he's worried about.
Oh, I don't know why. I've got a funny feeling about this.
Oh, you've always got funny feelings about everything.
Dr. Schofield, you're really going to like it, I promise. Nancy! Oh, my goodness!
Watch out!
He's got a gun!
Everyone, sit still where you are, or I'll kill him!
Don't move!
We'll listen to you, but stop pointing that gun at her!
I put it at you, then!
Fine! Shoot me!
It doesn't mean it, Alex. Everybody calm down. What do you want?
Stop pointing it at her!
Shut up!
Alex, be quiet. How can we help you?
I need to cross the border. Deliver me safely. I promise I will let you go. I have no wish to harm anyone, but I am a desperate man.
Who's after you? Can the police help you?
The police are the problem.
Why?
I have escaped from prison. They turn on your radio and you will hear about it, I'm sure. But I have served enough time for those crimes. I only wish to be left alone, to live free. Get me across the border, I promise you. I will not harm any of you.
That sounds like a deal. Everybody agreed to that?
Yes, I agree. If he stops pointing at us,
he agrees.
I agree.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
What is that?
Put your head down.
What is it?
Stay down. Headlights turning in. Relax. Take it easy. It's just another car getting in line.
Why were you in prison?
I killed two men.
Uh-oh. Waverly, look. Police.
That does it.
No. Stay. Stay where you are.
I tell you I'm a desperate man.
Let me handle this. Keep your head down. I'm getting out.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to him. Keep him from searching the cars, so our friend here doesn't do something rash he'll regret later. Hand me my wallet, Alex.
Stop! What are you doing with
it? My old badge is in it. Be smart now. Be smart and don't do anything stupid. It goes for the two of you, too.
His badge. That man is a flick.
What's that?
A cop.
Yes, the best, but retired.
Great. On the run from the law, and whose car do I jump into?
Well, don't worry. He'll keep his word. Miss Rose, roll down your window a little.
No, don't look around.
Why not? It wouldn't be natural if I didn't.
Evening, Marty. My name's...
Tell me what is happening.
Hush, hear for yourself.
Police captain. I recognize you, Captain Underhill. I attended one of your...
What's he doing?
The Mountie's getting out.
Wait. Stay put. Don't do anything yet. Let Waverly handle it.
Yeah, that's what makes this a great honor. Say, What brings you here? Vacationing?
Well, we're about to take the ferry over. Are you joining us?
You haven't been listening to your radio, I take it.
No, should I have been? Is there some excitement?
We're searching for an escaped convict, Philippe Gaspar. He broke out of the New Brunswick House of Correction.
What was he in for?
Double murder.
How long ago did he escape?
About 9 hours ago.
How far away is that?
The House of Correction's about 70 kilometers inland.
Any reason to suspect he's around here?
No sightings, but he could be. We think he's going to make an attempt to cross the border.
Oh, it's been boring around here so far. What murders did he commit?
He killed two men in a bar fight. Was involved in fights inside the pen as well. He's definitely dangerous.
Uh-oh, he's coming.
Miss Rose, try to divert him. I'll stay here with our friend.
Stop, do not get out.
I have to. Give me a portable phone.
It's not mine, it's Waverly. But here.
Captain Underhill, it's your sister in Mill Cove.
What? Oh, it is?
She says there's a boat beach up there, and that she just saw a man crawl under a porch to hide. Here, you better talk to her.
Yes, let me have it. Hello, sis? Sis? What's happened? The line's dead.
I better get out there.
You better get going, Mounty. Take her with you. She knows the address.
No,
Miss Rose, show him the way.
No, I can't.
Hurry, there's no time.
No, I won't.
No. She can't come anyway. I can't take civilians. Someone give me the address, quick.
The address. I can never remember. I must be getting senile. Miss Rose, what is it?
It's simple. Half a kilometer before you get to Quaddy Head Light. There's Mill Point Road. Take a right. It's the second house on the left. It's a blue house.
Good luck, Marty. Be careful.
Don't worry, sir. I'll get out here as quick as I can.
What is going on? Why was the policeman here?
Who's that?
Sammy Kamunga.
Who?
Someone from one of the cars.
Why did he go away like that?
False alarm.
So he used his siren?
I think he was just going to check on an automobile accident.
That Belle, is she a cop too? That's a uniform she's wearing.
No, a park ranger. Look, Mr. Gaspar, let the girl go. Take the two of us. We're enough hostages. You don't need her. Unless you're planning to do something dishonorable.
Holy swaki mal y pense.
What?
Shame on him who thinks it.
Well, prove it then. Let her go.
Be quiet, you.
Will you please just go? Take off. He's not going to shoot you if you run.
No, I won't.
Just do it.
I'm going back to the car.
Are they coming?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, the ferry's here and the Mountie's gone. Thanks to Miss Rose's quick thinking. Miss Rose?
No way, it was your doing. He trusted you, that's why.
Whew, that's a relief. That's about as much excitement as I can stand for one day. For a whole vacation.
The ferry has landed. Go drive on.
If you don't mind, I think we'll wait for the cars in front of us.
The hood.
That's good.
Skipper, we're all loaded.
Mr. Gaspar, you'd better sit up now.
Welcome aboard, sir. For you, that's going to be $18.
Canadian?
Yeah, Canadian.
Do you want me to pay?
No, I've got it.
You all having a nice day?
Oh, yeah.
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, great.
Well, this is a bonny car. What is she?
A 1934 Woody wagon. Here you are. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
Don't
right.
Hit the roof.
Why aren't we going?
We're going right now. We are underway.
Oh, thank God.
Second it.
Me too.
Alex, our guest, looks hungry. Do we have any food to offer him?
Yes, Mr. Gaspar. Would you like some...
Put that down. Drop it.
Don't shoot.
My goodness. For goodness sake, it's only cheese in a can. And I wish you'd stop pointing your gun at people. It's very rude.
I thought it was mess.
Well, it's not. It's only cheese. Look, pressurized, see?
Yes, I will have some then. The whole box, please. Merci.
Well, you can't manage it with a gun in your hand. Put it down.
Oh, no, monsieur. You will not trick me so easily.
No one is tricking you.
Here, give them to me. I'll do it.
Merci. I apologize for my reaction, Doctor. I had mess in the face once. Once was enough.
Well, why did you?
Here you are.
Merci. To get me off one of the two men I had just beaten to death.
Oh.
Thank you, mademoiselle, for sending away the mountie back there, for saving me.
You're welcome here.
Merci. I heard him telling you to run. Why didn't you?
I still needed a ride. You promised to let us go.
But I'm a convicted murderer. Aren't you worried I might kill you?
I don't think so. You don't seem to be the type.
Mademoiselle, I can't tell you how much I appreciate hearing that. To be known for so many years only for something I did once, as if committing murders for something I did every day.
Here. Why did you?
What?
Commit them.
Because the two men I killed have just admitted to me they were responsible for the deliberate death of my best friend. They smiled when they said it. Other reasons? I don't remember. I wasn't there.
Excuse me, Philippe. What do you plan to do now? How are you going to get across the border? You don't have a passport.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I've got gauze bandages. We could disguise him.
What good would that do?
Maybe when we get closer, I will slip over the side and swim to shore. It will be dark soon.
There's only one customs agent who meets the cars in Eastport.
Not today, there won't be. Not with our friend on the loose. They'll have extra personnel, I'm sure. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking.
Have you considered whether running away is your best policy in the long run?
Best policy? What is this, insurance? This is survival, monsieur. I am escaping for my life. The long run. What do you know about it? Vous ne savez pas. The long run is rotting 8 years. Rotting in prison with 7 more to go. You see this beautiful sunset? The first I have seen in 3,000 days. 3,000 sunrises and not one sunset.
And the men you murdered, how many have they seen?
The men I murdered never noticed a sunset. They were animals. I should have been rewarded, not incarcerated. But it was a crime. I have received enough punishment. All I want is to be left alone in peace. I will do whatever I must to attain it.
You mean kill anyone who gets in your way?
I am trying to stay out of their way. Let them stay out of mine.
I'm still waiting to hear your plan.
Give me time to think of it. Give me a minute's rest. I've been on the run for hours.
Here.
Oh, no, thank you. Listen. The bellboys. A beautiful sound, no?
Yes.
Angel of Mercy, what is your name?
Angelina.
I might have guessed. I did guess. Beautiful bells for a beautiful bell like you.
You're hungry. Have another.
Philippe, will you allow me to suggest something then?
Why? And don't tell me to give myself up.
Let us hide you. This old car has a crawl space behind the rear seat. We could fit you in. I don't think they'll search the car, given who we are. It means you'll have to trust us. But we made our bargain. We haven't betrayed you. Miss Rose, how soon do we get to Eastport? 10 minutes?
More like half an hour. We stop at Deer Island first.
Deer Island? We're not going straight to Eastport?
No.
Where is it? Is it still in Canada?
Yes.
Well, then forget it. That plan's not going to work.
Why?
No plan will.
Why not?
Mr. Gaspar, you're right. It's either give up or swim, I guess.
I will never give up.
Waverly, why can't we hide him like you suggested?
Because as soon as our Mountie reaches Mill Cove and figures out he's been sent on a wild goose chase, he'll put two and two together and know our guest is on board. I'd hoped we'd be across the border before that happened. Wait. Listen. Roll down your window.
That's it. They'll not take me alive.
Philippe, no. Don't hurt anyone, please.
What's he doing?
He's going to force the pilot to change course, if I'm not mistaken. I'm getting out. Both of you stay here. In fact, stay down.
Wait. Wait, Philippe. Be careful.
What shall I do?
Do as he says. You keep an eye on Philippe, and I'll watch Waverly in case he signals us.
Philippe's on the tug. He's just gone up the steps to the wheelhouse. He surprised the pilot. They're shouting it as the arms wave, and he's forcing him to turn, aren't we?
Anyone, not turn us right now. I will tell you.
Yes, we are. We just did. Angelina.
What?
Look. Look out there. That water was choppy a few seconds ago. Now calm. Look at it. It's so strange.
Philippe's coming back down, out of the wheelhouse. Look, we're changing course again. The pilot's turning us.
What do you think? I told you to turn.
What was that? What's happening?
Philippe just fired up at the wheelhouse.
Was anybody hit?
I can't see. I don't think so.
What was that?
The pilot just uncoupled us. But it's back enough.
To get away from Philippe?
No. That's not what he's running from. Look there behind us.
What is it?
Quick, get out of the car. Hurry up.
What is it?
It's a whirlpool. Get out now.
What was it like?
What was it like?
How did you survive?
Yes, how did you?
What happened to the convict?
Philippe Gaspar. Nobody paid much attention to him. He was the least of anybody's concerns. We were like the passengers on the Titanic when she started to sink, all sharing the same fate and all made equal by the fact we were staring into the face of death. It's not a stare down that everyone handles admirably. Which is why I say, as I've always told everyone, although Philippe Gaspar was guilty of the crimes he was sent to prison for, he wasn't the worst behaved person on that raft, not by a long shot. He showed he was willing to lay down his life for others, and why to this day I feel sorry for what happened to him.
What did?
What happened?
Where's the tug going? He's coming back, isn't he? He's got to rescue us. How will we get out?
He's looking down.
Not coming, he's got to.
He needs a plan to be done.
Look at the raft, like rats.
What's
that?
What's that?
Oh,
no. What's that?
Once the tug had set us free, we were as helpless as ants on a leaf being swept down a storm drain. There were 4 cars plus 10 of us on the platform, all of us reacting with the same stunned disbelief. Except for the old police captain, Waverly Underhill, who kept his head and sprang into action. He saved the day, really.
People, your attention. Is everyone out of your cars? We've got to ditch them.
What? Ditch
them? You're the ferryman's assistant. What's your name?
Adrian.
All right, Adrian. Run down the line and put all the cars in neutral. Release the emergency brakes.
All right, I will.
And let them roll off. Philippe, you help.
Are we, monsieur? Watch out when they start to roll. Stay out of the way.
What are you doing? Are you crazy?
We have no choice. We have to. We need to lighten the load.
You're crazy. They're rolling by.
Well, should we stop him?
No, he won't stop them.
Are you sure we have to do this?
It's our wedding car, and we haven't even made a payment yet.
I'm afraid so. Gravity's working against us, sliding us down the rim. At the same time, our rotation is trying to fling us out of here. If we're lighter, it might succeed. Watch out. Watch out. Here comes the first one. Stay against the railing. Those are your kayaks? Hold up. No, no, let that one go. Those are yours?
They're ours.
Can you paddle out of here if we we help launch you?
Yes, we can.
I suppose so, if I have to.
Quick, unload them. Get your paddles. Put your life jackets on.
Watch out!
Oh! Here comes another!
No, you are not taking my car.
We're ready.
Which one of you is the most experienced? Then you go first.
Wait, what about Angelina? Why the hell she get one? Women are children first.
There are no children. He's right. She can take mine.
No, John. Stop staying behind. Please. I'm pregnant. We're going to have a baby.
No, I wouldn't take it.
Anyway.
He's right. This is not the time to be trying kayaking for the first time.
Oh! Help! No! Stop! What are you doing?
I saw the
person.
I
won't. Won't. No!
Stop him!
I will.
No, Philip. I'll handle it.
Ow! Don't let go! My wrist! Ow!
There. Philip, you've got the gun. If he tries anything like that again, shoot him in the leg.
I will.
We're slipping, Waverly. We're losing ground.
We're sliding in.
No, we've stabilized, at least temporarily. Groom, get going.
Follow me, dear. You can do it.
No, she can't. We're spinning. Just get going.
Give me a push.
Alex, a hand.
All right.
On three. One, two, three.
Paddle.
Alex, are you all right? All right. Are you ready?
I think so. I'm frightened.
Just take your time. Keep your paddle stroke shallow and paddle uphill, but face the current, too. You'll do fine. Don't look back. You ready?
I guess so.
You can do it.
Alex, again. On three. One, two, three.
There you go. Paddle now. Paddle. You can do it.
Thank you.
Don't thank us. Just concentrate. Concentrate now.
Keep paddling.
She's making it.
Good. That does it for them. Now, how about the rest of us? Awesome.
Go.
If I can lose my car, he can lose a stupid golf.
I am going to show you when we get ashore.
Be my guest.
Waverly, what else can we do?
Not much. If this whirlpool doesn't let up soon, that tugboat may be our only hope.
Then we'll hope and pray, won't we, Angelina?
That's how you and Doctor believe me. I'm sorry, I guess you into this.
Oh, don't worry. It's not your fault.
That tugboat! Oh, why is he coming to save us? Save us! Oh, we pay tickets. He's got to try. He's got an engine, a propeller. I demand that he does. Great, Mr. Lord!
Take a breath. He won't come.
That pilot's a coward.
He's not a coward at all. He was shot at.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Both kayakers made it, everyone. They're safe. They're out.
Oh, good.
Wait a minute. Believe. The gun. If you get rid of the gun, he may try to rescue us.
I'm not getting rid of it.
Get rid of it!
Can you hear me?
We hear you!
Tell him to throw away the gun.
Throw it away!
No!
Do it!
No!
Please,
Hey, you've got to do it.
No, I'm not giving it up. Tell him I won't shoot.
Won't do.
Then fool him and say I did.
That won't do either. He's got to see you've got it. And he's got to see you throw it overboard.
Throw it! Throw it! Kill us all! Do it now!
I wouldn't mind killing you right now.
Throw away the gun.
Throw it away!
No!
Here, you can have my hunting knife.
Yes, take that instead.
A hunting knife? What good
throw
will that...
Throw away the gun, Philippe, please.
Do it. Do it for her.
Please.
I will do it for you. Julina, I will do it. I will throw away my only chance for freedom.
Hold it up. Make sure he sees you throw it.
Get ready! Here, I give it up! Satisfied? Now give me the knife.
Do it. Give it to him. He earned it.
What's he going to do?
Try to intercept us.
Thank you, Philippe, for giving up your gun.
What good this knife will do me?
You may have just saved all of our lives.
Oh, why is he coming?
He's waiting. He's got to time it just right.
I'm going to touch the line.
Here he comes. All right, we'll tie off here.
We're
Adrian,
again.
Take the line when he throws it. I'll make us fast.
You know how to tie it?
I can tie a bowline. Just let me have the end of it. And don't let go no matter what.
Waverly, If this doesn't work, I just want you to know...
It'll work, Alex. It'll work as long as he doesn't ram us and put us right into the hole.
Well, I just want to say...
Angelina, interlock your fingers around the railing. Alex, you hold on that way, too.
Waverly, I'm trying to say it's been an honor and a privilege knowing you.
Same here.
Sorry about your car.
That's nothing, Alex, but I'd hate to lose my car and my best friend on the same day.
Well, I think you should notice I'm not seasick.
I've noticed. You're not a hypochondriac either.
Well, if we get through this, I can promise you I'll be a hypo-phobo, whatever you call it.
Everybody, ready now. Ready? Here he comes. You only get one chance at this. Let's not blow it.
Almost. He's hurrying.
Hurry.
Waverly, you tied the knot.
Not yet. Not quite.
Hurry up. Get us out of here.
Done.
Done.
He's done.
Go. 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 Go.
He's done.
Go. Go. Go.
Waverly, you did it.
I'm not as fast with the bullet as they used to be. Oh, that's not working. Pilot, can you give it more?
Archer, she'll go.
Then we've got to transfer.
Transfer? What does that mean?
He means jump.
Look, I'm going first.
Wait.
Cowabunga! You tripped me.
He said wait. Until we shorten the line.
I'll shorten.
I'll help. Sure, you will be last anyway. I will see to that.
Everybody line up. We're ready. Who's first?
Women first.
Yes, Angelina.
No, Hadrian, you. You jump first and then catch the rest of us as we come over.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Now, Angelina, you can do it, mon chéri.
Get a running start.
Here goes nothing. Oh, I'm all right.
She made it. Excellent.
Alex, you're next.
Why me?
Don't argue.
I don't think I'm ready. I'm not steady enough.
Yes, you are. Don't look down. Just leap for the side of the ship.
Don't even think about it. Just go.
Come on, Dr. Scorpius. I know you can do it.
A leap of faith, then. Here goes.
Philippe, you're next.
No, monsieur, after you.
You're not waiting any longer.
Hey, stop.
Cowabunga!
Monsieur, you.
Waverly, come on. If I can do what you can.
You're coming?
Monsieur, I am right after you. Get going, or you won't make it.
All right, but don't dally. Oh, my knee.
Come on, Philippe, land over here.
Are you all right?
I will be.
Come on, Philippe, jump.
What's he waiting for? He's wanted. Then go, who cares? Forget him. Just get going.
What are you doing, Kawanga?
I'm doing the line from this end. He won't come aboard. Oh!
So much for my Hippocratic oath. But that felt good.
Philippe, what are you doing? You're cutting the rope. Please don't.
I'm not going back. Not even for a day.
Philippe, don't. Please come aboard.
No. I'd rather die a free man than not get me.
Philippe, no.
He's cut himself loose.
Well, you've got to save him. Go back. Pick him up.
No worries. We're getting out now.
Go back. Pick him up.
Angelina, he's right. He's getting too close to the hole.
I love you too, Philippe. I love you.
Broke free from the old size grip, we sat outside the whirlpool and watched. Nothing we could do. Quite a crowd had gathered along both shores. Police of all kinds, border patrols, custom agents, you name it. One of them stupidly kept using the bullhorn.
Prisoner,
surrender. Some laughed at us. Some stiff irony there. Might as well tell the old sow to surrender. She was not giving up any more of her prey that night. There was nothing we could do but watch. But that didn't prevent the good Captain Underhill from making one last ditch effort to save him. When a boatload full of policemen put alongside of us, he made them all get on board with us and sent their empty boat to intercept him. Faith in Begorrat actually managed to reach him. He jumped in. He tried powering out, but it was too late. He was too far down the gullet, sinking by the stern, his bow pointing up in the air, making tighter and tighter pirouettes. He waved one last time to those of us on the tug. Then he simply went down the drain, and that was the last the world ever saw of him. A pity, too, for it was only minutes later that the whirlpool, the forces that created it in decline, its own energy spent, began to slow down like a merry-go-round, and the individual currents, like riders getting off, were released to resume their own directions. The old sow disintegrated, dissolved, and disappeared, and all the water all around us resumed its natural state, as though nothing untoward had ever happened there, or was ever likely to again. A search was mounted for the convict, in which we all took part, everyone hoping for a miracle to find him alive. But such a miracle was not to be. No trace of him nor the motorboat was ever found. Well, here's me ride. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
That was
so
cool.
Outstanding.
Mommy. Oh, there's me darling.
Who's this in the back seat? Your little girl?
Yes, Alexandra Waverly. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're so beautiful. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven? Really? And you go to school?
Yes, you do. Tell her what grade you're in. Don't be shy.
You're the father?
Why?
That is me.
Larry Whiteside. How do you do?
Yes, Ed. And have you had a nice time visiting the park today?
Very nice. Your wife was just telling us her harrowing adventure with the whirlpool. That's quite a thing to have survived.
Excuse me. Who are you saying survived?
Your wife. She did.
Oh, yes, she did.
I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
If you'll excuse me. Angel, we have to go. We are late already.
And you're the husband. Well, your wife was just telling us this fascinating...
Yes, I've heard it many times, although I was not there. Goodbye, then. Nice meeting you.
Same here.
Thank you again for telling us.
You're welcome. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye, Alexandra Waverly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bonsoir.
Listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theatre's presentation of The Whirlpool. The actors in tonight's play...
Dave Ellsworth played the part of Captain Waverly Underhill.
Wally O'Hara played the part of Dr. Alexander Schofield.
Jade Rutanen played the part of Angelina Rose Park Ranger.
Stephen Russell played the part of Philippe Gaspar, convict.
Jim Bronston played the part of Grandpa.
Doreen Whalen-O'Shea played the part of the kayak wife.
The kayak husband was played by Alan Nelson.
Betsy Doris played the part of Mother.
Ed Cochran played the Mountie.
Gary Thorpe played the part of Adrian.
David Wallace played the part of
Sammy Kamonga Golf Pro.
And
the tugboat pilot.
Colin Keneally played Alexander Gaspar.
Robin Russell played the part of Twin Number One.
Peter Russell played the part of Twin Number Two.
Produced by Stephen Mosquito Ernie. And Mark Bolmos Birmingham. Written and directed by Stephen Thomas Ernie. Engineering and original music by Mark Birmingham. Co-directed by Stephen Russell. Key Grip Best Girl, Deborah Ernie. Produced on DigiDesign's Pro Tools audio system. Copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Ernie for Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theatre. Additional thanks to Jim Rainey into Sears Auto on Cape Cod. This is John Stead, wishing you a pleasant evening, inviting you to tune in again when the fog grows in on another chapter of Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater.